You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye once again, and welcome to Covestor Radio, a show about money, milestones, and investing for your future. Today, once again, we are speaking with Kimberly Klaus, private client advocate and chair of Covestor's advisory board. Covestor is an online marketplace for investing. Kimberly, welcome once again to Covestor Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. So let's start out with investor types. What is an investor type and why is it important?
So your investor type describes how involved you want to be with your finances. And importantly, how involved you want to be with investment decisions. So I've worked with investors for over 15 years, and in my experience, it's a recipe for unhappiness and frustration when an investor is not aware of his or her type. And you know, because you're not aware, you keep trying sort of the square peg, round hole approach. So as with so many things in life, the first step is awareness. And importantly, investor type is different than risk profile. So financial advisors often provide questionnaires to help their clients determine risk profile. Here are questions like, you know, how comfortable would you be if you, you know, if your portfolio dropped by X percentage in X period of time? You know, would you liquidate? Would you stay the course? And these questionnaires are really designed to get a sense for risk tolerance, your time frame, and your knowledge. But these questionnaires don't answer the fundamental question of what type of investor you are. They're helpful in constructing portfolios, but they don't answer that investor type question.
So what determines an investor's type and what are the types?
So I'm going to be referencing some research that was done by Forrester a few years ago. So in Forrester's research, they really looked at two dimensions, whether or not an investor uses or relies on advisors, and secondly, whether or not an investor proactively gathers information about investing, finances, and the market. So think of a two-by-two. You know, think of a grid where across the top you've got ignore advisors or rely on advisors, and on the left side you've got gather information and don't gather information. So if you think of this framework, it leads us to four general types: avoiders, self-directed, validators, and delegators. So I'll just say that again. So this framework leads us to these four general types: avoiders, self-directed, validators, and delegators.
And with that being said, if you could just briefly describe each type and how their needs are different.
Well, I'll start with the two segments that generally ignore advisors. So the first segment, avoiders. So avoiders ignore advisors and don't gather information. So they generally neglect their finances and distrust firms and advisors. This is a category of investor who really needs simplicity. The second type of investor who ignores advisors are the self-directed investors. And this category makes financial decisions on their own. They need information, value, speed, and control. So a lot of entrepreneurs fall into this category. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs are like, you know what, I can do it myself. I'm going to make this decision. I don't want to consult with anybody else. And also, you know, a lot of younger investors fall into this category, you know, particularly in the internet age where information is so easily accessible. So those are the two types who generally do not rely on advisors, the avoiders and the self-directed. So now let's talk about the two groups who do rely on advisors. These are the validators and the delegators. So validators are interested in finances, and they tend to seek advice on complex decisions. They want reassurance, advice, and a trusted relationship, but they themselves are going to ultimately make the decisions. The saying here is trust but verify. So validators often want support and insight. Let's say, you know, through actually talking to an advisor or looking at statistics or using tools. So they want that support and insight when they're making their decisions. So, Eric, this brings me to the last group, delegators. So in our two-by-two, this would be the group that relies on advisors and does not gather information. So delegators want others to make decisions for them, as they're usually, you know, bored or confused by finance. You know, what I see is, you know, people would be, you know, certainly very capable of learning more about finance, learning more about investments, but just really don't have the time or the interest. This delegator group seeks advice, good service, and a trusted relationship, and they delegate their investment decisions.
Thanks for that explanation. Now today we are with Kimberly Klaus, private client advocate and chair of Covestor's advisory board, here once again on Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kimberly, how does an investor type change over time, or does it change over time?
Well, in general, what I've seen in my work with investors through the years is as wealth and life complexity grows, investors tend to migrate from avoiders to self-directed to validators to delegators. So people who used to want to handle all this on their own are now saying, you know, my life's complicated. I really want to work with an advisor. And interestingly, a report that recently showed that investors with at least $5 million in assets have delegated their financial affairs to multiple providers. So this is a hot off the presses report by Cirilli, and what it showed is that in 2008, investors with more than $5 million had about 3.3 provider relationships. And then by 2013, that number had grown to 4.4. So your average investor with more than $5 million in assets has 4.4 service providers slash advisors. So the real question is, you know, who is managing those 4.4? You know, that's a job in and of itself.
So what types of advisors are best suited to two types who rely on advisors?
So my view, and this is my view only, is that if you are looking for, if you're seeking an advisor, if you want to rely on that advice, then you're really best suited to working with an investment advisor who has a fiduciary obligation to put your interests, to put the client's interests ahead of their own. So if you are seeking advice, you're going to want to know that the advice that you're receiving is based on your needs.
In closing, any closing thoughts or a final tip on the topic?
Well, so in addition to an investor's type, you know, changing over time as, you know, wealth and life complexity changes, so what I've seen through the years is that in addition to an investor's type changing over time as wealth and life complexity increases, investor type often varies by the purpose of the assets. So if we think about different purposes, right, and this gets to, you know, kind of the money milestones aspect and looking at what are these, you know, investment milestones through your life. But let's talk about, you know, retirement versus education versus play money versus your nest egg. So the same investor might have a very different approach to each of those buckets of money. They might say, I want to delegate the investment of my retirement assets, but my play money, that's my play money, and I want to be self-directed on that. Another very interesting thing that I see is in working with couples, spouses can have very different types. Very different types. And as you might imagine, you know, this can lead to a lot of arguments and frustration. And an advisor, you know, a good advisor will be able to work with a couple, who has, you know, approaches the investment landscape differently and come up with a workable solution. And maybe that solution is, you know, to delegate certain, pools of assets and to self-direct others.
Kim, as always, thanks so much for joining us with your insight here on Covestor Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
You're welcome. We've been speaking to Kimberly Klaus, private client advocate and chair of Covestor's advisory board. We certainly do thank you once again for tuning in to this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.